Hey, $1 million worth of game listeners. You can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Right!
Back to it. World talk. But only a few make it out.
Yeah.
Niggas try to hoop their way out. Got through the hoops in the drought.
Bro, talk.
I don't care if she cute, quit her out.
Come on.
Niggas suck all that dick to get clout.
Yeah.
She got mad, we can't kiss in the mouth.
Yeah.
Niggas park up and sit on your house.
Yeah.
Niggas aiming that shit at your house.
Yeah.
Bullets going through bricks at your house.
Nah.
Everything is legit out my mouth.
Come on.
Mom wanted her crib down south. I'ma get it, ain't tripping, no doubt.
Let's do it.
Push the button, car started, I'm out.
And
when Barney's got clothes, I was hot.
Let's go.
I fell back from uptown, it got hot. I stopped falling for bitches and stocks.
Come on.
You can't call on them when you get popped. You can't play with the streets, get a Glock. I can't lay with you after I pop. I get made back to back and it pop. Trying to say, but I can't. Cause I shot. Niggas raining on niggas with shots. That's our team, we can't stop for the cops.
I'm out.
This for E, every Friday with shots. If the weed cheap, I ain't gon' cop.
Yeah.
I was knee deep, couldn't get out.
For real.
A lot of seeks, I wear rain out.
It ain't.
I ain't weak, I figured it out.
I did.
If it's beef, they airing it out. Sometimes the streets be wearing me out. Sometimes the music be wearing me out. All of this shooting, they clearing it out.
Come on now.
It's wearing me out. Sometimes the streets be wearing me out. Sometimes the music be wearing me out. All of this shooting, they clearing it out.
Come on now.
It's wearing me out.
It's wearing me out.
That's core, right?
That was core. But the thing about core, he said something a little interesting that had me buggy. He said, if it's cheap, I'm not going to buy it. The weed, that don't make no sense. Core, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't smoke, but core, if it's cheap, you're supposed to buy it. That's
no,
the hookup.
No, you don't smoke. Why wouldn't you
buy
weed?
That? Why wouldn't you buy that?
Oh, dog, who wants cheap weed?
Man, that's a hookup. Like, I'm like, whoa, that part ain't make no sense. Like, I'm like, you come on, Corey, you a rat. Like you want, that's like a come
let me
up.
Tell you something. Is
you got it cheap?
Hold let on. Me tell you something. There's a certain thing, is designer weed. Niggas don't like smoking regular weed.
My whole thing is, if you telling me, I got it for $3, why would I pay $5?
Who the fuck buying $3 worth of weed?
It's $5. You buying a Nick, you come to get
no,
a Nick. No,
niggas don't sell Nicks.
$3.
Dog, like, you been locked up too. Niggas don't sell Nicks.
You like, I got it for $3. Oh, that's a come up. That mean the two you, listen, that mean you can say
niggas. Nigga told you said niggas got Nicks.
Listen, if he got it for $3, you like, damn, hold, I could get 3 for $10. I was ready to buy two. Come up.
You know what
I
mean? Nicks.
So Core don't have it all.
Niggas ain't selling Nicks no more. Niggas,
if niggas ain't selling Nicks,
they got to reevaluate their life, man.
No, they do. They're still popping out here. I don't know what you're talking about. It's still dudes.
Niggas got to evaluate their
life. I don't know people, but I know people that know people that probably...
Sell Knicks?
Yeah, they ain't going to never die. Why would that... That's the history of the game. This dude, but you're now tuned into me. $1 million worth of game. I'm Wallow 267. It's Gilly the Nut. That's Deb Nasty over there with the Nasty Boys. See? You're getting used to your name.
What I tell you?
You're getting used to your name.
Let him slide.
What I tell you, that ass nigga look at it. He's the bitch ass nigga. You see it?
You see the nigga's head. See that?
Bitch ass nigga thought I was going
to
slap.
I don't want to put my hands on you. That's all I'm saying. And this means.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
I was sitting back, and I'd be going through my DMs, and I get a shitload of DMs from women.
Oh, Gilly, my man won't do nothing. And then a niggas ain't shit. All my nigga do is sit around and
And I was just thinking, and I was like, all these women in my DM complaining. But most of them are crippling niggas.
Hmm?
What you mean?
Most of them are mama wives.
Mm. Hold up.
This is a free call from...
Cheers.
It's my old Selly.
That's your old Selly?
Yeah.
FCI, Cole Township. This is a call from... Pennsylvania State Correctional Institution, Cole Township.
This call is subject to recording and monitoring.
To accept this free call, press 1. To refuse this free call, thank you for using Securus. You may start the conversation now.
Saleh, what's up, baby?
What's up,
homie? Hey, listen, I'm right here recording a podcast right now. I got you all on the podcast. Listen, man, for everybody, this is my old Sally Chip, Charlie Chips from Uptown. What's going on, baby?
Hey, man, what's up with you? Oh,
listen, I got my nut-ass cousin Gilly right here. He probably want to ask you some questions about when we were cellmates here. Listen, go ahead.
Charlie.
Yo, what's up?
All right. First of all, I just the main question everybody want to know: who was the nigga? What was the nigga name that ripped Wallow jump off in the cell?
Come on, man.
Jump off. I don't know.
Anybody know?
Come on. Anybody, Charlie, what was the nigga name that first jump off in the cell? Huh, Charlie?
Ain't nobody ripping jump off.
See? It's out there. He lied on me.
Okay, Charlie.
Yo.
Why they call you Charlie Chips? It ain't because the nigga took your chips, is it?
He want to have a stab off with Gilly.
No, but hold up. Let me tell you something. Hey, Chip, tell these boys I was the chef up north, man.
Hey, you're the chef.
I was the chef. I told you, man. I used to make them unbelievable meals up there, man. We was making it happen, man.
Yeah,
I was the chef. I was being there. Yeah, listen, I used to hook it up, beans and rice. You remember I used to make them wraps, them seafood wraps we used to make during a big game?
Man, tell Charlie I'm just fucking with him before he hang up.
No, Charlie ain't gonna hang up.
The fuck type of time Gilly was on, man?
No, that nigga crazy, man. But listen, let me finish this joint. Hit me back up later.
All right,
hit me up, homie. All right. Yeah, but listen.
Yo, you planned that phone call so you could get exonerated of charges that Gil put on you.
He think he should call me right at 9:20.
Go ahead.
Hurry up. Hey, listen, right? But there's a lot of mama wives out here, man.
Mama wives, explain that.
I mean, they cook, they clean for the nigga, they provide a nigga with a car, they provide a nigga with shelter, they pay a nigga's phone bill, they pay for a nigga haircut.
Yeah, that's crazy when you can't pick your own haircut or they cut your motherfucking phone off.
They supply a nigga with drugs.
Hold on.
Like, let's be for real. A lot of women out here is playing a mama role as well. You don't know if the bitch is his mama or she is woman.
Ain't no women out here paying for no haircut.
Well, you crazy
haircut,
as shit.
Haircut?
Well, let me tell you something. These bitches, let me tell you something. They take their motherfucking kids to the motherfucking barbershop. They sit the motherfucking seat, you know, with the little seat stool right there. He sit
the
up on it.
Chair.
The booster chair. Soon as he get the fuck done, she sit his goofy ass right in the booster chair. Go ahead, put him on there too. Well, I got these, because you're one of the kids too. I got to pay for your shit too.
Can he pick his cut?
Fuck is wrong. Yeah, niggas pick their cuts. Niggas pick their cuts, their drugs. Then let me tell you something, dog. There's mama wives all across the fucking country. That's handicapping niggas to not do nothing.
Yeah, because they be buying them video games like 2K and Madden.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Come on, man. That's for the kid. What the kid's going to play
with? Nigga, what you mean what the kid's going to play with? That's his. He hold the TV.
You mean to tell me there's women out here, right, that got a grown-ass man.
Grown-ass
man. They're supposed to be their man that's slaying and spraying her.
Mm-hmm.
She's getting his hair cut.
Yep.
She's buying him video games.
Yes.
She's buying him Reggie in 40s.
And he's playing the game while she's at work.
He's driving her car.
Yes. He drops her off.
Like, and she's financing this whole program.
Everything.
What is a true mama wife package?
A true mama wife package is...
And they really not married.
You get the car. This the package. You get the car.
Mm-hmm.
She give you a couple dollars at least your pockets. Because you broke, so you need some gas money. You need your little dub or your A for the day. She lace you with that. You feel me? She might smoke too sometimes. So she smoke with you when she get off. She need it, you know what I'm saying? She lace you with your video games. She pay for your haircuts. She lace your wardrobe. See, let me tell you something. A lot of women be out here be talking about, niggas ain't shit. Niggas, you made them that way.
But hold on.
You handicapped the nigga.
If
a nigga ain't got to do nothing and be nothing in life, if a nigga got a bum mentality and he ain't got to do nothing and be nothing in life and you handicap him to not do nothing or be nothing in life, why the fuck would he ever try?
So you mean to tell me he don't work in none of that?
Come on, man. You know, of course, niggas got their little bullshit package, but they ain't making no more money. They ain't making no money. You know, nigga got to go get his little script of 30s every month that he lied when he got shot in the head and he's now he need 30s. You know how it go, man. Niggas come up with all types of schemes, man. You feel what I'm saying? But the end of the day is a gang of mama wives out here. You feel me?
How many you think?
The percentage
in each, like, all right.
So out of 100% of relationships,
it's like
8
million
people.
It's like 8 million people.
No, I think out of 100% of relationships, it's like 24% of them is mama wives.
Damn.
Is you fucking kidding me?
Yes. Yeah, because let me tell you something. A lot of women, are insecure.
Oh, let's do the commercial. Are you a mama wife? Do you take care of your man? Mm. Do you buy him Reggie? Mm. Do you make sure he get the juicy juices? Mm. Do you go to GameStop and make sure he have a game? Mm. Do you make sure you iron his clothes? Do he drive your car? Mm. Do he eat up all the food and you don't say nothing? Mm. He's not bringing no income in? Mm. If you follow to any of these things that I just mentioned, you're a mama wife.
And if you would like to join the Mama Wife Association of America, call 1-800
Mama Wife.
Dumb bitch. Hey, but on some real shit, you know how many women out here, honestly, are insecure and they don't want a nigga unless a nigga got to depend on them? Because a lot of women don't believe in themselves enough to think they good enough.
Mm-hmm. You truly believe that?
I truly believe that a lot of women.
What percentage out of 100?
I don't know. But a lot of women inside be facing a lot of demons that they fighting. They don't feel good about themselves for whatever reason. You got women that be drop dead gorgeous that be some of the most insecure women on planet
Earth. How your last four boyfriends is all like that?
Right.
You looking for them type niggas.
Right. Right. So at
your
the end of the day.
Your last four, right, four relationships.
Right. So at the end of the day, a lot of women, they don't want a nigga unless a nigga got to depend on them. See, because they feel like if you got anything of your own, you could just up and leave whenever. I'm not good enough for you to love me. So if you depend on me, then it's you need me. Mm. So I feel like you need me. You won't leave. No. Some bitches be like, wait, you got your own shit?
So listen, how many haircuts do a person with hair get in a year? I don't know. We don't know now.
A week.
2 weeks.
So she got to pay for 52 hair. How much is the haircut?
Or maybe she might got to pay for 27
of them. 25, something.
26 of them.
How much is the haircut these days?
$20.
How much?
$20.
Damn, they still $20. I thought it was $20 when I went to jail. I thought it was like $40.
I don't know.
When you went to jail, it was like $10 plus.
Nigga, when you went to jail, they was $6.50.
No. I knew a boy that did them in the basement for $5. He was a legend.
Yeah, me too. I know a nigga that did them in the project.
Nobody went to barbershop.
I know a nigga did them on Fifth Street, down Fifth Street project.
You wash your hair before you come? Yo, man, wash your hair before you come.
But that's the reality of it. A lot of women don't want niggas that's doing nothing.
Yeah.
They want a nigga that got to depend on them because they feel like I ain't good enough.
What percent, though? I'm trying to get a percentage.
I don't know the percentages, but I know it's a lot of them out there, and it's fucked up. So a lot of you women got to tighten up. And you got to understand you only attract the type of energy that you're bringing in. You feel me? If you got negative thoughts, then you bring in a negative energy. You bringing in all these negative niggas who you got to take care of. Like, how many times you going to be a super stupid stepping stone? Bitch, how many times you gonna be the four S's? Huh? Super stupid stepping stone, huh, bitch? Like,
that's deep.
Exactly. Ain't nothing. Let me tell you, there's a lot of super stupid stepping stones out this motherfucker. Don't ever get that tangled and twisted. And the bitches is in that position because that's what they want to be.
52 haircuts.
Listen, some women get tricked though.
How long did this really last?
But then some bitches get tricked 11 times.
Times in a row.
How long do that do a mama wife relationship last?
But then, sometimes. Yeah, nigga.
So you ain't got to work
some
forever.
Some niggas is a bum forever.
Yep.
What the fuck you mean? All right. Speaking of, this is good because you wanted to bring up your old celly, Chip. Potato Chip, right? Mm-hmm. Ain't there was
Charlie
a name with it?
Charlie Chip.
Charlie Chip. Charlie Potato Chip. He's calling him. He's the barbecue him in there.
Yeah. He ain't say no. He just smiled and laughed. That was crazy.
Yeah, been going for it. But go ahead.
Yeah, they raped Charlie.
Get the fuck out of here. But go ahead.
I was talking to your Sally Haas, your real Sally.
Haas is lying.
No, who you did the most time with.
Haas a liar.
You did the most time with Haas. We talked for about an hour. You know how much shit I found out on
Wilder? Why are you calling people? Like, what type of weird shit is you on?
No, you know how much.
Haas lied on me.
You know
I know he lied on me. He lied on me.
He said, dog, Wilder had 30 jobs in jail. He did say you was the cook.
I did have jobs.
He said you was the chef up north.
I worked in the bake shop. I worked in the clothing exchange.
Yeah.
And I worked, you know what I mean? And I worked in a warehouse. So I had like a couple
he
jobs.
He said when you was about 10 years in, you was a pimp in jail.
Get the fuck
what?
Out.
What?
Get the fuck out. Yo, come on, man. Come on.
Nigga said you was in there selling boy butt, dog.
Yo, come on, man.
Yo, you making shit up now.
Listen.
Y'all making shit up.
He said that, Gil?
Y'all making shit up.
Listen, I'll call Haas right now. He said, Wallow had two niggas. He said he never fucked with him.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What the fuck did you talk
about? Listen.
You were selling smut. You was in the sex industry in jail.
He already said that, right?
Yeah, you was in the sex industry.
I said, nigga, listen, you said, you know, Wallow mouthpiece is ridiculous. He talked these two homosexuals into letting him pimp them.
For commissary?
Listen. So I said, what?
I know y'all ain't paying this shit.
Listen,
no,
listen.
He lied on me,
anything
man.
I love.
He lied on me.
On anything
he didn't tell you that shit like that. So he didn't tell you that. I didn't tell you no bullshit. I told you this bullshit.
So who RM?
Get the fuck. I don't know who that means.
You don't know who RM is.
No, you lied
who?
On me.
Who? What's the, what?
He's lying on me.
What?
You don't know I don't even know what he about to say.
Ricky Minaj.
Get the fuck out of here.
You don't know who RM is.
Don't get the fuck out of here. Cause you lying on me, man. Yo, he's fucking lying, damn. I don't know where he get this shit from.
Listen,
you
lying. Listen,
Ricky Minaj.
Yo, where you get this shit from?
Listen,
yo, you lying.
He had a hoe in there named Ricky Minaj.
Get the fuck out of here, man.
And come on.
Are you about to come clean or what, man?
I'll come clean on what he fucking lied with this shit. This shit, I don't know how you make this shit up. I was a pimp in jail.
Dog.
Come on, man.
You wasn't in there selling boy butt?
Get out of here, man. You lying. Fucking lying.
You don't know Beyonce?
What?
Beyonce?
You don't know Beyonce? You gonna say,
yo, he's fucking like, yo,
dog, you gonna say, yo, act like, yo, no,
Beyonce?
Yeah, Ricky.
Beyonce. Yeah. Get the fuck.
All the single niggas. All the single niggas.
Yo, you tripping, man. He tripping, man.
If you like it, then you sure to put a ring on it.
Yo, listen. Yo, you out of pocket, man.
You don't know Ricky Minaj and Beyonce.
You lying on me. You and Haas.
Dog.
The straight lie.
Make me call Haas.
So was that, no, seriously. Was it a lucrative business?
Listen, if he told you that, you really believe some shit like that.
He told me multiple jobs. He told me you was also the captain of the wrestling team.
Man, ain't no fucking wrestling team.
I was the captain of the wrestling team.
Ain't no wrestling team in jail.
Yeah, not in jail.
Yes, he was the captain of the wrestling team in jail.
Ain't no wrestling team in jail. Ain't no fucking wrestling. How it look like dudes wrestling in jail?
You was the captain of the wrestling team.
Ain't no
you know what his alias was?
Stop, dog.
Guess what his alias was up in jail.
You fucking lying.
Come on.
You ain't lying. What his alias was?
What?
Dick Flair.
You put smut on my
nigga. Used to be all in the cell. Wow.
You put smut on my
nigga. Listen, I ain't put no fucking smut on your name. I'm telling you what Haas told me, dog.
Haas is a liar, man. If Haas told you this shit.
Listen.
He's a liar, man.
And yeah, one more joint. He told
me. He's a lie. I told you my jobs.
All them jobs, too. This was the most disturbing joint, though.
This dude Ray Lyle, man.
All three of the jobs he told me about, he told me about the gang jobs. He told me about the nigga working with some clothes shit. He said nigga had 100 jobs, literally. But when he told me.
Come on, he lying on me, y'all. He Ray lying on me.
Wallow was a prison lifeguard.
Hold on,
what the fuck is that?
Even
if there was, he's swimming, he making sure he's saving his brothers.
No, ain't no fucking pool in jail.
No.
What the fuck you mean a lifeguard, man?
In the showers.
Come on, God.
I worked in the showers. I cleaned the showers. I just cleaned the showers in the shower.
That nigga said he used to stand in the showers and make sure that nobody drown.
Come on,
they
God.
They said if a nigga let water run over his face too much, Wallow, right there, you cool? Hey, listen.
Yo, I came out of the shower when the shower was done.
Listen.
After the shower was over, I ain't never coming
over.
And listen. But you used to show up to work early.
And listen.
You used to show up early.
And it was at Dallas, the Pink Palace.
No, listen, man.
Nigga was a prison lifeguard.
How you gonna be a lifeguard to prison? It ain't no pool.
In the showers.
No, I was in the shower.
Nigga was doing mouth to dick resuscitation.
And they said one of the boys had a seizure in the shower and fell out. Wallow did resuscitate.
No.
Did you?
That's not.
But
what
how you? But no, on some real shit though.
Listen.
How you clean showers in prison?
You just come through and squeeze.
Niggas
you,
dropping
man.
All types
no,
of
they
shit.
Not,
on
no, they
the,
not.
Oh
no, they
God,
not.
You, Lord,
it's a big listen in prison. Listen, it's a big shower room. They in the penitentiaries, not in the new ones. You in the shower by yourself, but in the penitentiary, which is Dallas, Greatest Fort West, them penitentiaries, it's a shower room where it's a big room, and they just got shower heads and a bunch of people just walk up in there, John. So after the shower was over, you just, you know, scrub it down. You got to scrub brush, you scrub it down and squeeze it down. That's it. And I'm
so
out
you,
of there.
So you was policing the showers?
I was a police. How police? I go after everybody leave. I'm policing the showers.
You just standing in the showers watching niggas just.
No, I'm not standing there. I'm not there. I'm not there when everything goes down. Somebody did have a little seizure there, this and third, but that ain't had nothing to do with me.
They said you brought him back to.
No, I didn't. I ain't do nothing.
Didn't do mouth to mouth?
No, I didn't. No. Why would I do that?
I'm my cousin is a prison guard, was up there with Wallow. He said the boy fell out of the showers. When they got in the showers, boy was asshole naked, laying in Wallow arms, and Wallow was screaming, "Get me out! Get out!"
You was holding him like Ricky,
was asshole, dick balls anyway. Wallow, they get out! Get out!
That ain't never happened.
They tell me, "Stay with me, Chino. Stay with me, Chino. Chino, stay with me."
And I'm just on the ground, and he in the raw.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I heard.
Y'all
naked. Let me ask y'all a question. Is it rules and relationship beefing?
What you mean, like things that would be a violation?
I can understand I can understand a question like that. Like
if you beefing, right? Mm-hmm. All right, we argued today. Like, is it like, bitch, no, I don't want you to cook for me. Like, don't she call me today. You. Like, is it rules to relationship beefing?
About damn, they might lace your food up.
Like, cause I'm a petty nigga. I'm a petty nigga. I argue with two. It's like, I don't even expect no dinner that night. Like, I leave out the house. Fuck you too. Like, me and two say some treacherous shit.
You know what's crazy? Like, when I first came home for a while, I just was always in a relationship because I'm always in the house. And all the arguments or whatever go down, I'm just right there laying on the couch, just chilling. I wasn't a couch warrior. I'd just be over there. I like to post up on the couch. But I wasn't living on their couch. So let's get that straight up. All right,
that's clear.
And I hear them beefing all this shit. They'd be beefing, motherfucker. He'd walk out the door. We'd go outside. He'd jump in the car like nothing ever happened. And then he'd come back later. He'd be like, he'd call upstairs and say something. He'd be like, dude, she don't answer. He'd be like, oh, I forgot. We was beefing.
Hey, I'm like, what the hell? That's how you know motherfuckers. We had one of the most treacherous arguments ever. Yeah. Fuck you. Fuck your mother. Yeah. Mr. Reg is a bitch ass nigga.
All this dumb shit.
All this old crazy
shit.
Damn,
go to Mr. Reg
Gina says, you ain't say that when I put finger popped you last night. She said wild shit and all that type.
Yeah, she got him with that.
She didn't say no shit like that when I finger popped you.
I heard her say that one.
What you talking about, nigga? Don't try to throw that in. You ain't say that when I finger popped you last night. What the fuck you talking about? You didn't say no shit like that.
She said that one time. I heard it. I know what I heard.
See, let me tell you something. The longer you've been with each other, like right now, him and April, and you know, you and your woman, y'all have like regular arguments. Like,
but y'all Jones be vicious.
No, because the longer you've been with some more, the more treacherous the arguments get. Like,
I burned his fucking house.
I done told two to hope you die in your sleep tonight. Like, we done got vicious. Like,
come on, die
in your sleep.
Oh, dumb shit.
She talking about, no, you ain't gotta die in your sleep. Die before you go to sleep.
Like, get hit by a car today. Like, I'm like, yo.
We done told some shit. Like,
I'm in there like, and I ain't gonna front. It was a lot of times that they was violating my whole existence in there. Because I'm like, yo, do you know y'all got company? I'm chilling on the couch. Go ahead fucking arguing. Like, this is unprofessional. Like, you don't do shit like that. You got company over here. Like, you supposed to be in your best behavior when you got company.
Two
gotta stop calling when we record.
Two, every time I'm recording, you want to call, Two. Now, I'm sitting here telling them how we argue. And we tell each other some I'm sitting here telling them how we argue and we tell each other some crazy shit sometimes. Like how you told me, fuck your mom, that's why she on crack. And I told you.
I never said that.
She ain't never said that. Oh, he never said that.
Oh, okay. But I did tell you I beat Mr. Reg the fuck up, didn't I?
You ain't never said
that. Didn't I tell you that one time? Didn't I tell you I beat Mr. Reg up one time?
You ain't telling shit like that. Huh?
I don't think so.
And then you tell me you hope I die in my sleep one time.
No!
I told you he'd be lying.
I told you that.
Wait.
Huh?
Ding, ding, ding.
What'd you say?
I told you that.
Dave, you've never told me you wish I'd die in my sleep. Like,
oh,
I did.
Well, that's a bit much. First of all, Wallow said, but you said, pussy, you wasn't saying all that when I finger popped you last night.
Ew, that's nasty. Putting that dirt on my fingers.
I put smut on her name. She said, I ain't put that dirt on my finger.
He putting smut on your name. I'll call you back, baby.
put dirt. See, you didn't say it right. You're putting dirt on my fingers. Like, I'm putting smut on your name.
Yeah, you put smut on your name, too. You just, that was some suburban name. Shit.
Yeah, like, you put dirt
you
on my
fingers. You put dirt on my fingers.
No, I'm putting smut on your name.
About, he talking about you putting your fingers in my ass, and you, you talking about dirt. Fuck, get dirt on your fingers. Fuck is you talking about?
She done it before. That's how she know about it. She popped it before.
So, is it any rules in relationship beefs?
Oh, man.
I mean, the only thing I know to do is kind of like avoid them. You know that weird awkwardness where you're trying to like,
trying to ignore
when you don't know when is clear to talk again, y'all just passing each other by.
But she really wants you to touch. She wants you to be
but
the
you
bigger
gotta
man.
Bring up
be
something. You gotta bring up something regular. Like, you gotta bring up something like, what am I supposed to be wearing to that wedding next week? Like, you gotta bring up something real basic to try to test the waters and see if she gonna let
it
slide.
She gonna throw some toot out there. But sometimes she really be wanting you to be the bigger man. You wanna have an ego. You got your ego. You gotta be stubborn. You gotta be stuck in your ways. All that dumb shit.
Yeah. So is it rules to relationship beefs? Yeah, I got rules. If we beef
people
today,
got rules.
But don't cook. Don't be nice when I come
for
back
the whole day. It's till you go to sleep.
You want to keep going.
Right.
And
I'm
then wake
petty.
Up like, hey, they cool. You will wake up in the middle of the night, baby. I'm sorry. Slide in.
Yeah. Put a little scrape. Put a scrape on your belt.
How do you come up? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. Kiss all playing in here. Sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
Hey, let me ask y'all a question. Can parents cock block? Is that possible?
Yeah. They do that. That's. Whoa.
But is it a violation or not?
It's cock blocking. Because
my daughter, you know, when they had company, like my kids had company in the basement.
Oh, daughter.
My daughter had her friend over. You know, she's 17.
That's a legal cock block.
That's a legal cock block.
That's not illegal. That's illegal.
So what did you do?
No, I kept opening the basement door. I walked down there, I holler shit. Hey, no, look. She's like, huh?
You better than me.
I just make sure you breathing.
I'd have been out there with him.
But I just want him to know that at any time I can open this door and come down. So, but I was thinking to myself, yes, last night.
Did you
night,
go
I was
all the
like,
way down or you
yes,
just open the door?
Yes, I go all the way down all sometimes. Right, I was thinking.
You got to do that.
I'm a major cock blocker. But yeah. I was like,
no, that's legal.
I was like, when it comes to my daughter, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you within the lines.
I'm gonna be the motherfucking CBC, the cock blocking champion.
I like that. Yeah,
I'm gonna be the cock blocking champion.
So is it
my daughter's vagina?
Now, what about when your son is down there? He got a little.
No, that's illegal. You can't do that.
Now, Tootie is the cock block champion when it comes to my son.
Yeah, she.
Oh my god.
How many all stars she got for cock block?
Oh, she's 11 time all star.
Oh, she's a legend. She's going in the hall.
She's in the hall of fame of cock blocking.
She already
she'll know he just ate and open the door. Are you hungry? Nigga down there like no.
Yeah, you got a reose in your pistol. You know how in the hall they got the button. You just keep that joint on. You be like, you gotta get it. You keep throwing your piece back in the holster.
And then you know young chicks. They hate to be that. What all you gotta do is all mom gotta do is open that joint one time. They jump on a heartbeat.
Your
mom might come out here.
He mad as shit now.
That done fucked everything up. Like that done fucked.
He said, did he ever say something to Gina about it? Like, mom, why you keep opening the door? Like,
no, but he'll say something to me though. Hey, like, mom be tripping.
Because
you know me, I'll be, you glaze that.
You a man now?
Do you be trying to keep her busy? Like if y'all both home,
no,
like
I don't give a fuck. No,
you just let him get blocked.
I'll be a bitch.
You a man now?
I'm like, go see what that nigga doing, babe.
he's the real blocker.
No, listen, you know what?
Yo, you heard that, Lip. This no, nigga the blocker,
this
blocker for real.
Thing. This is another thing. Could you snitch on your kid? Now, peep. My brother, Troy, right? My nephew. Troy, the mother of his child's baby mom, say, snap on him. You ate all the, what's the name? Who ate all the cereal? Who did something? He did some dumb stuff, right, Troy? Troy, she thinking Troy done. He said, no, that wasn't me, baby. That was boy. That was my son. Our son did that. Is that a snitch?
No, I snitch on the kids all the time. Your dad, not your fucking homie.
But I'm just asking.
You
because
think... Oh, you ain't washing the fucking dishes? Didn't your fucking mama tell you? All right.
Babe.
You know you ain't washing the dishes.
Yeah, you stay telling on Nala. Yeah,
that's legal.
But who do you tell on more? The girl or the boy? Is it equal? Like, what's your numbers like? What you batting?
Oh, no, I tell. It don't matter. I tell if they fuck up. You know he ain't put that fucking trash out right. Motherfuckers.
Because Gina coming, she going to be howling and screaming.
Right. I let her do the howling.
She call you. She going to call
only
five
time
times.
I step in is when shit get crucial. Like, and then I got to, like the time I called my son, and he went somewhere to rumble some niggas and for his homies, and then his homie jumped in the car and pulled off on him.
What?
Oh, that was when he was in the hood, right?
Yeah.
He was out Camden.
Went down in the Camden to fight some niggas. They rolled on his homie. Well, not even his homie. It was his homie's brother. Yeah, you know, they come get my boy because they know my boy got them hands. They get down in the Camden. Them niggas come running out the house 48 deep. He didn't know it was 48 niggas in one house. They came out the house 48 deep. His homie jump in the car and pull off. My son ain't make it to the car. Now he got to put his back against the wall. They was about to fuck him up like 48 hyenas.
No, you know what? Sometimes your mental GPS redirect you. Because I remember one time I was going to rumble some dudes with my homie. That's when I was young. I paid for it, though. So as we running down the block, you know what I mean? We chasing these bulls, right? But for some reason, when we ran past one block, it was about 10 of us. When we ran past one block, it was an alleyway there. So I'm thinking I'm going to take the shortcut. I'm going to go this way. You know what I mean? And the alley took me somewhere else. I never made it to the Royal Rumble, the brawl and all that stuff. And
nigga, you was bitching. Get the
no, I'm just saying. They try to say that I did. So boy, I got socked about that. But I'm like, yo, man. Like,
oh, when you got back to the hood, they socked you?
Yeah, because it was like, no, I was trying to take the shortcut to get the jump on it. You know what I mean? Just,
hey, like, he was so bitching. Dude, I meet y'all there. Never showed up. Niggas got their ass whooped. They got back to the hood, fucked him up.
Dude probably redirect the whole joint. So, you know.
No, he ain't redirect. He got the fuck out of there, my boy. They was about to kill him out there. Mm. Luckily, his dad, who his dad is, I see his fucking life. Wasn't
came
even
out of
there.
The crib.
Yeah, I wasn't even there.
He jumped in the car, peeled out. Right.
That's terrible. Never chill with that nigga again.
Ever. And I told him, I said, listen, you know how you know you ain't cut from the same cloth as your dad? He said, how? I said, the nigga that jumped in the car with y'all still living.
Come on, man.
We'd have killed that nigga when we got back to the hood. We'd have beat the fucking skin off that nigga. We would have beat the shit. Now, how they lump Wallow shit up? They only socked Wallow, gave him a little shiner because he ran off trying to figure like he was trying
defense.
To make it. That was
what? That's a part of defense. Like getting beat up sometimes, that's a part that builds your defense.
You
character.
Block it with your eye. You block punches
I didn't see it coming. It came from a different direction.
Let's get to $1 million worth of game. Gilly, how do you get rid of a nigga that won't pay for shit and refuse to leave? I don't want to get him locked up.
She's a mama wife.
Oh, mama wife. I don't want to get him locked up. I don't want to get him fucked up. But I feel like my back is against the wall.
Damn, she gangster. She got.
I have begged him to get the fuck out, and he won't. He has several places to go. He won't be homeless, so I don't understand why he won't leave. What can I do to get him to leave without getting the cops or my family involved? We have two kids together, but I am not in love with him anymore. He doesn't pay any rent. Or bills, or cleanup after himself. I just want him out.
Yo, so he just in there posting up, holding up our rent.
Right.
Like, how do you do that?
But no. The worst part about it is, it ain't him.
It's her.
It's this bitch. A nigga live with you.
He don't do shit.
He don't pay nothing. And the bitch acting like, how can I get him out? Bitch, you don't want him out.
Yeah. Dick and problems.
Because at the end of the day,
damn.
At the end of the day, if you wanted a motherfucker out your house that's in your house, it ain't that fucking hard.
How do you get him out?
That nigga get there and the doors be locked.
Mm-hmm.
The locks change.
Yup, change the lock.
Listen, even if you had to call the police, that's not getting a nigga locked up. That's just saying I want a nigga removed from these premises.
Yeah, that's all they do.
That's it.
That's all they going to do.
That's not nigga. No. I ain't sending you to jail, nigga. I just need the nigga up out of here.
But if you come home with
listen, this is my name on the lease. Listen, he ain't did nothing wrong. He ain't hit a bitch or nothing. I just need him to get the fuck out this joint because he's a raggedy nigga. He don't understand unless I call you motherfuckers. He ain't going to get the fuck out.
You come home one day from where, chilling with Boo Boo and Black, smoking some real Reggie. And you walk up and the lock's changing, your plastic briefcase, a.k.a. trash bag, is sitting in front of the door. You're sick.
Yeah.
And don't nobody to tell the kids, don't open that damn door.
Hey, but that's the reality that some niggas need.
Yeah.
See, some niggas' motivation in life is being, is not even the actuality, it's in their mind, them being shitted on. That's motivation
that's
in life.
That's motivation.
You know what? You know what's crazy? He says that in, I've seen niggas get kicked out of cribs in that situation. You know the first thing they do? Post it on the gram. Bags of clothes around them outside. What? This bitch threw me out. Can't even hold me down. And they'll post that shit. Facebook, all that shit.
What? Right. Yes. That type of shit? That's,
yes, I've seen it multiple times.
Prime example. Not even what? In relationships.
Bitch threw me out.
With kids.
That's
right?
Crazy.
With kids sometimes. Sometimes as an adult, you have kids that don't want to do the right shit. And as they get to 20, 21, 22, 23, as a parent, you got to say, you know what? Get the fuck out. Because you don't understand. You don't get it. And sometimes that'd be the best shit that a parent could have did for the motherfucker.
Get him on their job.
Because now he's so mad at his parents, they going to put me out.
I'm a stun on them. I'll show them.
I fuck that. I'm going to get a job. And I'm a,
that's what you're supposed to do in the first place.
I got to go back to... But, he said, dude, standing with 3-4 trash bags, she kicked me out.
Word up.
She ain't hold me down.
Oh, no, no,
that
no.
That is
no.
crazy.
No, 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 no. All he trying to do is,
yep.
is scoop up another bitch that's
yes,
going to take him
and it be working.
I just seen you on Instagram. I seen what she did to
bait. That's bait, huh?
Yes. Yeah. For that's another mama
bum,
wife.
That's double B, bum bait. Right. Yeah. For a bum. Right. For a mama wife. Yo, is you kidding me?
And guess what a bitch going to do? Bitch going to jump right in and say, you can drop your stuff off here.
Yeah.
And find somewhere.
You know
to
what?
Live.
That ain't, that's wrong.
Right. Like, you could do. You could bring your two trash bags here and you find somewhere else to where live.
You just down right there. You just down. And then she try to kick him out.
No, she ain't going to kick him out. She going to take him in. He going to do. First of all, let me just tell you something. Niggas is professional bouncers.
Yeah. And when he go in there, he going to kick her
no,
down.
No, I ain't talking
with,
about
like,
the club.
No, I ain't talking about the club.
He going to kick her.
Dog, niggas is professional bouncers. They bounce here for 2 years. They lived with this bitch for 7 months. They bounce over here
bouncers.
For 3 years. Niggas is professional bouncers. Bouncers. Like, niggas, let me tell you something. One thing about niggas.
Keisha, Naima, Tammy, Becky.
What? For niggas do a whole DMX song. It was Keisha, Lorenda, Tamika, Tanya, Keisha, LaShawn, Felicia,
Ranisha,
Kim, stay about four Stacey's.
Yo, god damn. Call that dude Bounce. Who are you talking about? Bobby Bounce?
Yeah, Bobby Bounce.
Bobby Bounce.
Yeah. Mikey Bounce. Who? Kareem Bounce. You're like, damn, that's a big ass family, them dudes. They got the biggest family in the city.
Yeah, it's the Bounce family.
The yeah. Bounce Brothers. They be having meetings. They got the Bounce Organization of America.
Oh, my God.
I'm trying to tell you, the Bum Bounce Organization
That's
of America.
That's crazy, man.
And let me tell you something. And it's always, to the day the world ends, it's always going to be a woman somewhere.
A mama wife.
A mama yeah. wife that's going to take these
they
niggas
ease them in. They sit them on the uncle bed first, the couch. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you could rest on the uncle bed. Then one night they're going to come out like, you look uncomfortable. You might as well. You know what I mean? Come jump in.
These bitches take them straight to the bedroom.
Think they taking them straight in?
Straight to the bedroom. They ain't playing no games.
Some of them probably setups.
Mm. Let me. They ain't playing no games.
That's crazy.
You hear me? Let's get to back in the day versus today. Which is better?
That's
back in the day.
That's dumb. Back in the day is way better.
Back in the day better than today?
Yeah. In a lot of ways.
No, it's not.
What you mean?
The crime was down in anything.
I don't even know about
no,
that.
Niggas was killing.
I don't know what you talking about.
Not like now. Not like now.
Bro,
back in the
back
90s,
in the 90s niggas couldn't.
We was in murder capital. Fuck you talking about.
No. That was in 2017. That wasn't.
It wasn't in the 90s. Camden, yeah, Camden was
no,
on
I'm
some other shit.
I'm not talking about the 90s. I'm talking about the 80s. Back in the day. My old head, listen, let me tell you something. My old head is a post on the corner. That's something they need to bring back from back in the day, Reggie and 40s. They'll post up on the
what?
Corner. And they'll argue. They wasn't shooting each other about no.
Dog, Reggie.
Reggie and 40s niggas is killing each other off this shit out here now. Think
no,
about
niggas
that.
Niggas ain't killing niggas off a good weed. The fuck you talking about?
They not. All that shit. All, listen,
niggas killing niggas off that dog food.
Yeah.
And the motherfucking that goddamn them Percocets.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Back in the day, dudes was on Reggie and weed.
No, think niggas was that. On lean too.
No. Not.
It
not
is higher.
It's high, more
it's,
people
it's
now.
It's higher. Like,
it wasn't like that back in the day.
Cool
now.
Drug use in this time than
nigga,
it was then.
Look at the parties right now compared to back in the day.
Don't.
You know the parties is trash here, bro.
Whoa. Don't you ever, you already know I was DM. Don't fuck that up. Don't, you can never do it. Dudes don't dance them. Back in the day. So listen, I'm dancing as I'm walking into the joint, I'm stepping into the door.
Yeah.
Go, oh, they go wild out. They go DM. DM. Get it, DM. I'm going right in, right? They don't do that. They just stand there and be tough. These guys over here, they looking at them dudes over there across the room. We're tougher than them. They over there, we're tougher than them.
No, and bottle service ruined the club, too. Sections. Niggas want to just stand on couches, hold the joints, go like this.
Bullshit. You know why I ruined the joint? Because I used to love when I see certain players, when they come up in a dollar party, slide in there, but hey, what's the name? They got the ICF right here. They babysitting the ICF with the skirt.
Dollar parties, bro.
Listen, let me tell you something. Hold on.
We used to be in there dancing, sweating like fucking Harry and Tubman trying to make it out the Underground Railroad.
Do you see one of the players in the corner with their home? They got the glasses on, they chilling. Hey, what's up? Shirt crack. Hey, what's up? All the honey dips hollering at them.
And then the honey dips.
Then they go up. They got the ICF. Cool. They call it the cooler. That was the air conditioning in the dollar parties. The cold ICFs. Especially a real dollar party. They sold the ICFs in the dollar party. They had to freeze in the back. You know what I mean? Give me two of them joints. I was like, damn.
You talking about like the basement grind off joints where you get a joint, a slow song come on, and y'all just be grinding profusely.
You got the 40 on.
Right. Wallow used to do that shit. He never used to be dance machine. He'd get there, he'd dance with a bitch for 2 hours straight. Don't get That's no pussy jump. At the end of the night. No pussy. He danced with the bitch, I ended up fucking her.
Hold on. You was warming him up with
he
dances?
He was warming him up.
You was grinding him up, getting him wet.
This the whole twist.
He was the warmer.
Let me tell you something.
He was the warmer.
I don't care what he say. Let me just say this. Don't get it messed up. I love the music. I love the now. But back in the day was some next level shit. I don't care what he say.
It was definitely better.
Listen. Hey, I'll tell you right now. If dudes right now was on 40s.
Back in the day, we didn't have cell phones.
Listen, so
no,
what?
No, that was better, man. That's better, bro.
You know I was? Laying back. Listen, I had tapes.
You know how nutty it was? You sit in the house, wait for a bitch to call you.
No, it made it better. No, it was better, bro.
No, it was better.
What the fuck you talking about?
It was better, bro.
Who the fuck it was?
The only thing I hate is...
Niggas ain't had no laptops and that. Niggas had to put an old VCR tape to jerk off.
No, but that made them, those tapes was way more precious back then.
That was better. But listen, you know what I hated? That cheese line, that one line on the from joint. So you be on the joint. Listen, I'll be mid in my joint because listen, I used to make slow tapes for the phone calls. So the joint would drop. Always and forever. I'll be like, damn, what you got on? Yeah. You crazy, baby.
Your mom pick up the phone in the other room.
Boy, I got to call this thing. Get up. You still on the phone?
Hell yeah.
I'm going to call you back, all right? You're like, all right, call me back. As soon as you call me back, because I'll pause the tape. Listen. I'll let it sit. So when I call it back in like an hour, I hit the tape. Damn, Keisha, what's up? Each moment with you. What's up, baby? Yeah. You looked nice earlier today at school. It's that third. You don't even go to my school. You know, I was just up there, though. I don't play school. But damn, what's up? Look, like, can I come
nigga
over?
Nigga wasn't going to school. He just told
me. No, I wasn't at the time. But listen, but it was the whole thing, falling asleep on the phone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They got the music playing in the
background. I'm going to keep it all the way real, though. I go into my son's room probably about a week and a half ago. Because I like it.
Oh, he's
I'm peeking to see if the nigga made it in.
The slow music on?
No. This nigga's sleep. Is about 4:35 in the morning, but his phone's laying on the bed, and
they snoring together.
It's on FaceTime, and they snoring together.
Yo, that's real shit though. That's real shit. And he on the love bop.
Yep,
he on the love bop, dog.
did he do what I told him to do?
No, but I
want my family. No, yeah. I just want my family.
Chill. Don't put him out there.
Chill.
He did.
See?
Chill, son.
He ain't do it. But when I seen him in a while, I said, damn, you fell asleep with that motherfucker on the phone. I said, that pussy reached out and grabbed you.
No, back in the day was better, man. Listen. Look, right now. But they ain't got no haircuts. Back in the day, they had JCs. They had CRs. They ain't got none of that back. They had...
What the fuck is a CR?
BLs, BOs. They had blowouts, cornrows.
They still Jerry got that. Girls, still got it.
Jerry
Well, not Jerry's. Not Jerry's.
It was legend back then.
But they got the nappy brush, John.
Duh, back then we had lace. Niggas had
beepers. You can wear a sweatsuit every day.
Beepers wasn't the truth.
No.
Come on, bro.
Compared to iPhone 11. fuck no.
No, but
Beepers think, wasn't
no,
shit.
No, how did you wear your beaper? Inside, outside?
Oh, well, inside.
Oh, I was going to say.
No, no, no. Now, check this out. Gil, you think you worry about your kids more in a time where their cell phones, like, you know, back in the day, your kids left the crib.
You ain't know where they was at.
My mom didn't even think about it. I'm going from the moment I leave out in the morning till whatever time at night. There's no communication. Now people constantly got to, like, check up on each other. You wondering where they at. Where back in the day, wasn't like
niggas pulling up in white vans, either, snatching
my man, there was always wild shit going on.
No, not like that. Dog, they just arrested 400 fucking motherfuckers for snatching up motherfuckers out
there. They just got better technology to catch them niggas now, man.
Man, it was
word up.
First of all, dog, it was, okay, let me just tell you something.
You don't remember, America's Most Wanted?
Hold on, listen. Hold on, listen. The reason why shit like that is happening now is because of the technology. See, like, when shit happened back then like that, it was just one nigga.
That means it's better. So you agree that it was better back then?
No. Hold on. It was just one nigga. He was just kidnapping all the bitches in small town Texas, fucking them bitches, throwing them in the
chopping
freezer, eating them and shit.
Yeah, that way it was some crazy niggas.
They only had one nigga to track down. Now you just seen 311 motherfuckers in a.
Guess what? Because they was watching. Because they was watching serial killers like you on
Mexicans,
TV.
Mexicans. Is white people, is black people, is Asian people, is Puerto Rican people, it's Cambodian people. Like, it's everybody in the ring. Everybody's in that shit to where you looking at this shit like, how much money is niggas making that all these motherfuckers is out here trying to kidnap people? Think about that.
It's a shitload of money. Organs and all that type of stuff.
Yeah. Like, how much money do you got to be making for a motherfucker to come up to you and say, do you want to be a part of the kidnapping ring? All you got to do is kidnap a motherfucker and bring him to the Econo Lodge and we'll give you this. How much money got to be involved? Mm-hmm. How much you think they getting per person? To a motherfucker to be like, fuck it, I'm just going to give a regular life. I wasn't even into kidnapping motherfuckers, but y'all paying how much?
Yeah, that shit crazy.
All right, fuck it. All right, y'all provide the van
that
and the driver.
Be some, like, think about that. That's some of the thing. What type of money they getting? They like
y'all provide the van and the driver, and all I got to do is get them to the van and out of a okay.
Yeah, he talking about like human trafficking and body part niggas.
Yeah.
Right, like how much, think about it.
Well, how much you selling a fucking heart for? Think about that. Like, if you dying, how much is a rich nigga going to pay for a motherfucking heart, dog? Anything, nigga.
Oh, so listen. So if that was only, the motherfuckers that they caught was only.
A small percentage.
A small percent. That was just in that town, that right there. This nigga, it may be 500 niggas in Philly, Delaware, Chicago. Shit, 4,000 niggas in New York. You not big New Yorkers. There's 500 niggas in Brooklyn alone kidnapping motherfuckers. Like, how much money is niggas making to risk getting a 20 to 40, 30 to 60?
Because anything could go wrong.
Nigga, kidnapping, period, your joint is crazy. Like, that shit right. Be you bit worse than murder, Jones.
That's how you know it's
that
some
ain't no,
serious.
That time ain't no joke.
That's how you
shit.
Know it's some serious money in this shit.
Don't get nobody no ideas.
No, but that's it's crazy. But at the end of the day, when you look up and you get that 30 to 60, was it worth kidnapping them two people, them four people, them six people?
God damn, that's thought.
Think about it.
That kidnapping, listen, when I was in jail, robbery and kidnapping, it seemed like you get more. You could kill somebody and get a 5 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
You rob someone or kidnap somebody, woo!
Mm-hmm. Think about this, though, right? How heartless do you got to be to kidnap an innocent little girl and drop her off somewhere and
like whatever, what y'all do to her?
Yeah, well, I don't give a fuck what's about
give
to happen
money.
To
give
you.
Give me my couple dollars.
Hey, with my, okay, cool. All right, yeah, go ahead. Cut her motherfucking chest open and sure take crazy. Everything out. I don't give a fuck what y'all want to do. I'm about to go back to Target, see if I can get another one. Whew. Think how heartless you got to be. That's some crazy shit. if a motherfucker did that to my child and I found out, it's not no way I'm not spending the rest of my life in jail.
You got to go all the way out.
It's not no way. I know. If I know you did something to my child and I know you and you right there, I know I'm going to jail for the rest of my life.
But you know what I think, though? I think from the advertisement and the notoriety of the white van, I sit here and I tell people this all the time, like, look at everything. It could be a trunk. It don't have to be that. Like, that'll throw you off the white
van. By the way,
actually see the white van and how it's hooked up?
That's crazy.
Y'all didn't see the white van? My nigga, they got this shit hooked up like it's a freezer on the inside.
So they just throw you in there, wham.
My nigga, they got all types of computer shit. Like, they really spending money on this shit. Like, because they caught one of the niggas in the white vans. They show you the inside of the van. This shit is immaculate, man.
So they,
like, these niggas is really spending money on this shit. Like, a whole surveillance joint in there and everything. This shit's crazy. So, just to the people out there, man.
Be safe. Look at all cars. Cars, right. Vans, be on everything. Right. Hold your kids coming out. I don't care where you coming out of. Hold your when you in that store, don't be letting little kid run around. Hold you. Put them in that car. No.
Right.
They everywhere.
Right, because the babies are precious, man. And yeah. we don't want to let none of these motherfuckers take advantage of your babies, man.
They on point.
Let's
Real quick, uh-huh. too. Like he said, go to jail forever. I'm going to get the name to pop up here. There was a man back in the 80s, I believe, whose son was kidnapped by his karate teacher, bro, on some real shit. His son was molested by this man. The man killed the karate teacher on live television.
And he beat it. He beat
live
it.
Television.
Was he from Louisiana?
He acted like he was on the phone in the airport. And the way the airport used to be set up, boy was walking by with the police, the news people, everything. He's sitting there acting like he on the phone. He got the burner on him. He lined it up so perfect that when the dude got right there, he come off the phone, banged him, blew his brains out, bong, and then hung the phone back up. And that nigga beat that case, bro. Straight like that. Mm. Straight up.
Well. Oh, shit.
Is this
right here, right
Leon
here.
Gary Plotch?
Leon Gary Plotch, is that his him? Name?
Was an American man known for the 1984 vigilante killing of Jeff Dossett, who had kidnapped and sexually assaulted his son. It was in the airport, yep. Dog. And he banged him in the airport, bro. Right on camera. You could watch that shit right now.
It was Louisiana, yep. Leon Garrett, yep.
Real shit.
And he beat it, and the jury said not guilty.
Yeah, they like, fuck that, nigga.
Yep.
They had to really push laws, like, you can't. He got that exception. He got that ride.
He
you
knocked
know what
him
mean?
Right off.
Yup.
Right. Well, let's get into stories from the cell.
Stories from the cell is brought to you by, have you had any good hair lately? What do your hair look like? Hmm? You had any more? Have you been getting your little hookups lately?
People sneaking off getting them?
No, because I don't, like me, I'm one of them dudes, like, I'll be like, yo, where you at? I'm at the shop. What shop you at? Like, you trying, don't do that. Don't try to one-up, because he one of the one-upper boys. He one of the boys, I just got a new, I just got me a new.
Came back with full dread.
He's a classic one-upper boy. Yeah, I just got me a, I just bought me a cheesesteak earlier. Oh, yeah, I just bought a cheesesteak store. I bought a whole store. He one of the dudes. Oh, yeah, I went and bought me a motorcycle. Yeah, Kawasaki. I just got stock in Kawasaki. I mean, so he one of the boys. He want me to be caught naked out there. He want to pull up one time. Not like that. Not on duty. Not that type of naked. But he want me to be caught raw out here. He pull up. Well, not on duty. He want me to be caught without any hair, right?
Okay.
And he pull up. Hey, what's up, man? Bam! Get in the video. That's like a flex. That's like for dudes with no hair, bald dudes. That's like a weird flex. Like, yeah, I got hair. You don't. Yeah, what? We out here. Like, let's go somewhere. Let's go out where? Why was we going anywhere and you got hair and I don't? That don't make no sense. That's not an equal playing field. But. We brought to you by, have you had any good hair lately? Listen, everything, divaglam.com. Go to them so you can get, you know, help your soul glow. Get that glorious and luxurious, that hair that just going to, you know, have that guy looking at you different because he wasn't looking at you until you got that everything, divaglam.com hair. We're going to talk about stories from the cell, and this one is real particular. This is deep. Prison predators. I'm in jail, right?
Okay.
This is deep. I'm in jail. So... the thing about a prison predator is the way they coming, you won't even notice them. Like you like a lot of times, prison predators go from jail to jail, and sometimes you don't know that they even in the jail. Mm. So they might come to jail. They might be your settling. Cause I ain't gonna front. I remember one time, it was this dude in my cell that raped somebody one time. Mm. No bullshit.
He was in your cell. He was your cellie.
He was in my cellie. So listen.
And he raped somebody.
Listen.
Just you and him in his cell.
No, listen. He pulled the stunt back in the day. So they just came to the block. So he come to the block. Because they put people in your cell. He come to the block. And he just in the cell. So I go to the yard and come back. So when I come back, I see the unit manager. The unit manager's name was Jerry Walsh of Dallas. His name was Jerry Walsh. He come to the block. He like, hold up. No, give me a minute, people. We ready to get you a different cellie. He got to go. So later on, I'm like, damn. You know what I mean? So the boy, the block worker was like, no, I heard him talking to Bull, man. He was a vicious bandit back in the day. He was a booty warrior. I said, oh my God. I'm like, oh shit.
How big was this dude?
Was he nervous?
Short. He wasn't even he was a short old head, man.
Was you nervous?
Like let me just tell you something.
Did you think your ass was on the line?
No. Let me tell you something. In jail, it ain't about how tall, skinny. That shit don't mean nothing. A motherfucker you least expected to see somebody jump over a table and destroy somebody. So now I'm like, damn. So now I'm like, what the f-? So I go tell my old ass, damn, you know, oh yeah, that's the boy. You tell me he just got transferred from such. Yeah, he was a vicious bull back in the day. I'm like, so a lot of old heads, like I told you, they don't be saying too much about who is who because they might have some mustard on their jacket. Like you'll go to jail, one of the triple OGs that you thinking is a triple OG to the third power. He wasn't a booty warrior, but he used to go on dates in jail back in the day.
He was a booty warrior. Then. Yeah, that fuck too. You mean.
But I'm talking about the warriors; they be different. But listen, so the old head, he pulled my coat. It was an old head on my block. Another old head's like, yeah, he's a predator. I said, predator? What the fuck? That's the first time I heard it in jail. Like, he's no joke. And then there'd be a dude in prison that everybody would speak to. And I'm like, you the only person that know he's there? No, everybody know. I'm like, how the fuck everybody know when they speaking to this boy? Like, this dude, like a white boy or something coming in jail, like, he's casing him up. Hey, what's going on, man? Always body checking.
Oh, okay. What's going on, man? So he's a predator in a sense, like he befriend you and try to act like he's cool.
Listen. So a white boy, or you could be a fatigued black boy, like this, that just like that's meek. I mean, whatever. And they're gonna be like, yo, what's up, man? What's going on? So you'll see these boys. They'll be in yard. You'll see them like, damn, why you with that goofy ass white boy? White boy. Hey, playing with him. Hey. I'm like, oh, he's ready to rip him. Like straight up.
Come on, man.
Like, no, straight up. And but will fuck me up when I'm telling my old way. I'm like, hold up. Why is y'all allowing dudes? Like, why y'all not pulling nobody coats and letting everybody know, like the young boys know, like, stay away from OG. And then it'd be crazy. OG would be respected by everybody. You see what I'm saying? Go on visits, mm-hmm. have a family, mm-hmm. Good brother, whatever, you know, Christian, mm-hmm. Muslim, whatever, be doing all that stuff, and you be like, damn, nobody saying nothing to you. Mm-hmm. The prison predator is not the dude that's walking around drawing. He's the dude that you're going to see toting the Bible, chilling. He finding his way to get through to somebody, whether it's through Islam, whether it's through Christianity. And you'll be thinking like, damn, you know, oh, here's Salad. Mm-hmm. No. He's trying to, listen. He's trying to crack them cheeks.
He's snowball.
No, straight up. He's trying.
Oh, it ain't solid. He's trying to toss your salad.
He's trying to toss your salad. Toss your dressing it up and leave some dressing on it. So
come on,
I'm just being straight up.
I mean, come on, God. I mean, come on.
I'm just saying. Listen,
that was
listen. Yeah, sure. Listen, like, listen. I've never heard that description ever added to this.
I'm just saying this though. Like, no bullshit. So you'll be in a joint, right?
That was a vicious prison.
You'll be in a joint, right?
Toss your salad and leave some dressing.
And you don't even know, like, and then all you got to do, listen, this is one thing about prison, though. This is one thing I learned about the old heads in prison. This ain't for every old head, but a lot of old heads, and anybody been in prison know this. All it take is for an old head to get mad at another old head.
And they expose each other.
They be like, yeah, that motherfucker. Listen, especially. Because
I had it happen in the hood.
Because it's like a battle.
I had two old heads in the hood. We respected down the projects. They got mad at each other. And the nigga said, shut up, nigga. You know we used to fuck them niggas in jail. I said, what?
Whoa.
I was like,
So listen, this is what happened.
This shit happened like 24 years ago, man. So I couldn't believe my old head told my other old head that. Nigga, I denounced them niggas from that day on. Like,
listen,
niggas was in prison.
They was booty warriors.
You was booty warriors. Like,
so listen, this is what happened. At the end of the day, in prison, a lot of the old heads stay relevant. They got to have respect from the young boys. See, like, they got, because when the young boys think they cool, that's when they got power.
Right.
Because the young boys, so they'll wait. Oh, yeah, that motherfucker, you gonna say, get around the young boys in the yard. Yeah, this and that third. Motherfucker, man, yeah, ain't nobody know he married Tammy back in the day on B block in the back block. Ain't nobody know. Yeah, I was at the wedding. Hold up, boy, you was at the wedding? What you mean? You be like, hold up, boy. No, no, because my cell was there. He'd clean that shit up real quick.
Uh-huh.
You be like, damn. A lot of them boys was booty warriors, man.
Hold on, these. So hold on, wait. Dude, they be having like wedding, like they throw rice and shit. Like they be throwing.
No, dudes
they throw oodles and noodles.
They throw oodles and they crunch up the oodles and noodles and throw. Like, what's the like celebration?
I don't
like,
no, I never really.
I was about to catch you. I was
gonna try to tell him the best man at the wedding. Oh, Wilder was the best man at the wedding.
I was ready to. I was ready to line him up. Hey,
I was never no best man.
I was like, no way. He was ready to answer.
No, because he had a smartphone. He had a smartphone in jail. So I was like, was you a photographer at the wedding? A wedding photographer?
He was.
Waddle the wedding photographer.
He was never in prison.
I was never, listen. I was never no best man at any prison yard wedding.
Yes,
never.
Yes, she was.
No, don't put
you
that on my
head. She's your queen to be a vision of perfection.
No, but listen, the whole twist.
Burning
just the whole
desire.
For young boys that's in the streets
to
right
satisfy
now,
your doing every thing. Desire. Listen.
I can see him singing in the prison wedding. He would have singing in the prison wedding.
Hold on.
I can see him singing in the prison wedding.
A prison wedding.
These two old heads got married. The two doors, he said, we was fucking in here back in the day. You know, we was tearing the boys up. That was his old heads. He's basically
that was old heads.
That was their argument just, where they don't talk to each other like him and Toot for the rest of the day.
Then after they said that shit, they was no longer my old heads. They was just some niggas I knew.
You ever like, see him again?
I denounced some niggas as my old heads.
So them niggas didn't talk for the rest of the day.
Check you. Hey, what's up, young?
Yeah, they body check.
I didn't even know what the body check thing was, but now every nigga.
Hey, body check.
Now every nigga that body checked me now.
So what
up.
Are they getting out of the body check?
The body check, they try to see how strong your seal is. They try to crack Gil's seal. Young Buck, what's up, Young Buck? Yeah. Dan and them, what's up, Young Buck?
Hold on,
you got to crack your seal. Like, young boy, but that easy body check. Because he likes to play basketball. Come on, Gil.
Come on,
good game, baby. Like, I can see him coming back from the gym in prison. Good game, baby.
Body check.
Yo, that's crazy.
Nigga ain't gonna slap me on my ass. What the fuck is you talking about?
Because you play sports, so you
don't
all
give a fuck.
Good game, no matter. It ain't about location. No,
yeah, because in football, don't y'all smack each other on the ass in
football
and basketball.
What about wrestling?
No,
ain't nobody smacking nobody on the ass on wrestling.
You was the captain of the wrestling team.
Nobody
prison,
smacks
nigga.
Each other on the ass wrestling.
Good job. No, they on each other's ass. You be on your sensei ass. He be grabbing on the sensei ass.
No, I do.
His sensei be like this. I got you, Dan.
Cheek back.
I got you.
Cheek back. I got you.
Cheek back.
That nigga sensei ass Dan like this. I got you. Tap out.
He got his leg. He got his leg back here.
Dan sensei like this. I got you. Dan tap out. Tap out. Tap out. I got you.
My leg. You never did this move before. My leg on my head, sensei.
This is called the butt cheek grinder. Tap out there. All Dan want to do is go wrestle with a 48-year-old white man with a bird nest.
Oh, man. That shit crazy.
Is he married?
Yeah.
He getting action?
Come on, man.
What's up,
come, yo, wait. He's trying to reverse this.
Don't body check.
Don't body check me.
I saw Gil wrestling and doing jujitsu. I seen it.
The boys used to body check
you.
Did.
Yes, I did.
You never seen me.
Y'all be that shit with Tom Bali and them, y'all. On the page.
I swear on my mom's life, I watched him. He had a full gi on.
Okay, hold on. I did it for one day. Just to try it out, but you do it every day.
I do.
No, you respect the arts. That's why.
Like he go wrestle with grown ass men every
you
day.
You respect the arts,
nigga, and a nigga be all Dev be laid back with his legs up like nigga all in between his legs. Dev like look like that's a little. Like, come on, Jeff.
That's spicy.
That's
yo, man, I was ready to fuck somebody up, man. Somebody rolled past the other day in the car.
No, you
I'm
wasn't.
Pumping my, no, straight up. I'm pumping my gas. If they would have pulled up in the gas station, I would have been, listen, it would have been blood everywhere. Blood would have broke dance. Blood would have been breakdancing on the concrete. Wow. And they just pulled up the drug boy, just rolled by. Earl was a bitch. I said, what the fuck? I'm like, who?
Oh,
like,
niggas is just.
I got right in my stance. Who the fuck is that?
It's Gil.
He drove by, beat me the whole laugh. Hey, I'm like. You're lucky that you didn't pull over and say that shit.
Gil
you
got these kids out here disrespecting the arts.
Y'all disrespecting Earl. Somebody
because
hurt.
Let me tell you something. Nobody, everybody know that. Even Bruce Lee said, a boxer.
Somebody said Bruce Lee said that shit.
Bruce Lee said that was his son.
He definitely said that.
That was his son.
You ain't supposed to put that shit out.
Bruce Lee said a boxer who trains for 1 year or a wrestler that trains for 1 year could beat any karate master ever. So basically, that tells
that
me
don't got enough
fuck you.
No. Hold on. First off, I was captain of the wrestling team. I'm official. Wait.
So,
hold on. I'm talking about
what jail was you?
He said what jail. And hold on, real quick to correct that. Bruce Lee said that shit was like 1969. So that's when the martial arts was so separated. Now those martial arts have boxing incorporated. They have takedown defense. He was correct back then.
They said when he was a captain of a wrestling team, you know what his name was?
No, they didn't. He's about to invent something now.
No, I'm not. I'm telling you. Macho Man Sandy Savage.
Yo, get us out of here, man. It's
Macho Man.
He was Macho Man Sandy Savage.
Sandy Savage, not Randy.
No, not Randy Sandy, because niggas used to grind on him.
Oh, man.
Dev used to get out on all fours, come attack me. Dev be on all fours,
come jump on my back.
I bet you can't jump on my back and hold me down.
You can't take me down.
I bet you can't jump on my back and hold me down. They like, nobody can hold that nigga on the back.
He always get it.
He roll right over. Get it to me. That's Macho Man Sandy Savage.
Macho Man Sandy Savage.
Oh, rip it to a Slim Jim. Oh. And Dev used to always go to the wrestling matches with no draws.
He wrestled with a gi with no draws.
We don't wear geese. It's actually a worse uniform. Yeah. It's a way worse uniform than the geese.
Right, yeah, no draws.
No, I went baby oil.
Right before the match, he'd be like, ooh, rip it to a Slim Jim. They like, what?
Slim Jim, I'm vegan. I don't eat a Slim Jim.
We want to thank y'all for tuning in to me and our River Game every week, man. Got the captain of the wrestling team, Dick Flair, right here. And my man, Macho Man Sandy Savage.
Yeah, my man right here, Gilly, a.k.a. Gilly Body Check Kid. Yeah.
What's up, young boy? What's going on, young boy?
For real.
Hey, now.
Now that I'm thinking about it, the last week when you was touching me when I had the leather on, pussy, you might have been body checking me. You kept touching me with the leather on.
Wait a fucking minute.
What?
We skipped over something so major that we gotta do before we let y'all go.
What?
Wallow said, and this is quoted, screenshot, that if you was his celly in jail,
what?
That your innocence would have been on the line.
It'd have been in jeopardy.
No.
What I said.
No.
This is what I said, though.
You would have raped your cousin?
No. This was said, and the internet went in a frenzy over this.
You would have raped your cousin?
This is what I meant, though. Let me explain something what I meant. I said your innocence would have been in jeopardy because I'd have sent somebody to the cell on you. I wouldn't have done that. I'd have sent somebody to the cell and just
Ricky Minaj.
So
here we go.
Right. So
Ricky Minaj.
He keeps proving
it.
No.
He would have sent Ricky and Beyonce.
Yo. So you did have staff members. So you did have people that worked under you.
His hoes. Ricky Minaj and Beyonce. You would have sent them for me. Go get that nigga.
That's fucked up.
No, I'm saying I'd have sent somebody to the cell to scare
him. Beyonce would have came right to my cell and said,
Listen, Dev.
The vibe's so bootylicious for you, babe.
Gil would have been like, come on in.
Come on down.
No, I wouldn't. Fuck as you would have said.
He'd have bought
it. I'd have hit Beyonce with his own fucking song. All I need in my life is in. It's me and my girlfriend had been a fucking
Ricky
night.
Ricky Minaj when he came to do a motorsport. He'd be like, I drive motorcycles out there.
The fuck out of here.
Stupid, man.
Hey, we appreciate y'all for tapping in.
Me and
Osworth for game, making us the fastest growing podcast in the world. Keep tuning in each and every week. We love y'all. I go by the name of Gilly the King.
I'm Wallow 267.
And it's just like that.
Right!